nothing but magic to him and he would give up. Only he doesn't give up. He solves the first equation, writing the answer onto her palm, the soft tip of the marker moving with fast confidence. She pulls up the other sleeve, and he does it again, faster this time. He's smiling now, and she undoes the front of her blouse. "I hope you don't think this is going to make me any easier on your taxes," he laughs. There are 5 equations on her chest, all drawn carefully with the black marker. She doesn't even have to look down to know that he's writing out the answers properly, symbol for symbol, perfect. His handwriting is like hers, and he draws the symbols with the same care. When he's done, he looks up from where he has knelt before her belly, and she nods. He undoes the button of her jeans and begins to pull the zipper down. "Give me the marker," she says. With both hands free, he pulls her pants to the ground, and her legs are naked and unmarked. He reaches for the waistband of her panties, but Rose shakes her head. She takes the cap off the marker, and she begins to draw symbols on her legs, down one and up the other. This isn't an equation from the book, but one that just pours out of her. She's drawing from instinct, from her heart, and when she's done, she passes the marker to the man. If he can't solve this one, there won't be any pity sex. She won't send him home with a consolation prize. This isn't counting anymore, and he can't just turn to his calculator for the answer. This is math. So again, that was a story from Jake.
Out there. All got lost out there. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was Circle Square with Music for Satellites. It's off the new album, Songs About Dancing and Drugs. And I love, 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 love Circle Square, so you can always expect me to be playing some Circle Square when you listen to this show here, which is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I happen to be your host, Anita B., and this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Just before I left the house today, I spilled salsa all over the floor in the kitchen. God, it was, and it wasn't just, and first of all, it was good salsa, so it was K-pasta salsa. Yum. And it wasn't the small one, it wasn't the medium one, it was the massive Costco size salsa. So now I smell like garlic, my pants, and I just was like, I'm in such a rush, I have to get out of here. But that's okay. I feel a lot more sort of at ease and calm after listening to Circle Square. Phew, there we go. Ah, okay. This, by the way, is a show that features only Canadian music. So speaking of which, I'm going to play us something really exciting. Well, it's always exciting to hear Frog Eyes. But I'm more excited because I'm going to give away tickets. So, Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, good God, July the 11th, at the Media Club is Frog Eyes with Chet. C-H-E-T, Chet. Frog Eyes. Frog Eyes are a band out of Victoria who've been around for a little while. Yeah, they've been around for a while. And I love them. And they always have CDs and songs that are with titles that are crazy long and just bizarre. So, for example, I'm going to play something from their last album, Tears of the Valedictorian. And I'm going to play us, well, I always play this song. It's called Caravan Breakers, comma, They Prey on the Weak and the Old. Okay. Or Reform the Countryside. That's another really good one. But anyways, this is just a good example of, well, here's another good song name. Evil Energy, comma, The Ill Twin of. Okay, so let's hear, how about we hear Evil Energy? Let's go to that one. So Evil Energy, The Ill Twin of dot, dot, dot. Oh, it's a short one. Okay, you know, I'm going to play us two songs. I'll play this one, and then I'll play us Caravan Breakers, They Prey on the Weak and the Old. And in the meantime, that will give you guys lots of time to call and be the winner. The number here at the station is 604-2... What is it? What's the number? 822-2487. So, numer or letter-wise, it's UBCCITR. Okay, 822-2487. If you want to see Frog Eyes, tickets are being given away right now for you and a friend. So that's two tickets. Hey, you're going to be on the list. So give me a call if you want to hear Frog Eyes and see them as well on Saturday night at 822-2487-CITR, UBC-CITR. And the first caller through will win tickets. Okay, this right here is, like I said, Frog Eyes from their album Tears of the Valedictorian. This is Evil Energy, The Ill Twin of. The sky from the rose of the rye, and he's the partition, and he sucked out the dime. The exiled meander, cool as grave, I built a little shovel, my vessel is in the cardinal sink, the mind.
your was drowned. Vibration, vibration, social education of a monastery was curling down. Oh, the doors and the future were addicted to occupation. The graduate school was ruled out. And the blood of the legion that was found from a gun. Where the wicked chagrin as I smell. And the wicked chagrin, and the wicked chagrin. Madonna, our time has run out. And like a drunken, it was started from the figure of a woman who was pushed. And I swear.
There was Frog Eyes, and I'm still looking for a winner, so give me a call at 604-822-CITR. That's 604-UBC-CITR, 604-822-2487. If you want to see Frog Eyes Saturday the 11th at the Media Club with a band called Chet, yeah, give me a call and you will be the winner of the tickets. I love Frog Eyes. I'm surprised the board has not lit up completely. This here is CITR 101.9 FM, and we're going to listen to some more Frog Eyes. So this right here is from the album Tears of the Valedictorian. This is Caravan Breakers. They Prey on the Weak and the Old. And give me a call, 604-822-2487, and you can win tickets to see Frog Eyes this Saturday at the Media Club.
I'm so bad from the going by the power wheel. Just a lot with the early morning sad. But no, not the remnants of the whole lieutenant's dad. They know about the leaders in the bottle. And they go to the country. It's a blessing, it's a fortune. And so I felt the main feeling. I felt his ghost on. Was this a poison? Bit of poison. Yes, host. Was it the senses that were needed? Your host. I knew about the ladies and I knew about the shore. And I know to the place it was one. Watch the brain build, but the pollution so sad. Ship to ship transfer, keep drunker at the winner. Know where they rise and I know where they wheel in. Watch as the teenagers say, smoke on the trail. And I bet you're sick of hearing songs about the trailer. I'll sing a song about as in the skills. Show of the boys and the boys and
Anyone? Is anyone listening? Anybody want to see this band, Frog Eyes, this Saturday at the Media Club for free? Give me a call, 604-822-2487.
822-2487.
Yay!
Yeah.
on, Triss, let the girls go insane as we lay down our weapons, and sure enough, we are slain by that stuff.
Come check out Vancouver's very own destroyer playing Friday, July 17th. Hosted at the Biltmore, located at 395 Kingsway. The Shilohs and Alex Sellers join Destroyer for an evening of acoustic ear candy. Doors beckon at 8, tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, Highlife, and online at ticketweb.ca. Come join our hometown troubadour, Destroyer, Friday, July 17th.
You in white, and me in grey go well tonight, so let's linger here. This used to be my favorite palm tree, I was starving in that shit house, the world.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a Big Sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Glass of beer, drank it down.
All right, that's some new music from Andrew Vincent. The album is called Rotten Pear, and we heard the song Fooled Again. That's what we heard. And Andrew Vincent, of course, is out of Ottawa, our country's capital. And he's a nice looking guy. He really is. Yeah. Back in the day, I was in a band and we toured a bit and played one or two shows actually with Andrew Vincent. I think maybe two in Ottawa. And he's nothing to sneeze at. He's some nice eye candy if you're a heterosexual girl or if you're a gay guy. One or the other. There you go. Okay, Andrew Vincent. And then before that, we heard actually three songs from Frog Eyes from the 07 album Tears of the Valedictorian. We heard Stockades, Caravan Breakers, They Prey on the Weak and the Old. And way, way, way back when, we heard Evil Energy, The Ill Twin of. The station here is CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm Anita B., your host of this show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And my eyes are killing me. Oh, man. I wear contacts, and they're just drive me nuts. They're, like, really dry. And for anyone who understands, it's like, oh, it's like everything's fuzzy, and I just feel like I've got this eye ache. And when I have an eye ache like this, which doesn't happen that often, my whole entire world is just, like, thrown upside down. And I don't know. I can't really focus or concentrate or... I just get stupid. So anyways, but anyways, I'm going to try my hardest to not be stupid. Hey, congratulations, Sarah Blindheim. See, I was talking to her and that's not a hard name, but I was like, what? She's like, she's spelling it correctly. And of course she would. It's her name. But, and I'm like, what? Huh? Anyways, Sarah Blindheim, she is going to see Frog Eyes with Chet at the Media Club this Saturday night. Her plus a date. So good for you, Sarah. I hope you enjoy yourself. You know, I gotta tell you, Sarah, if I didn't have two kids of my own, like little kids, mind you, like if my kids were older, you know, the older your kids get, the more free you get again, I guess. So I spent like 34 years not having kids. 34 years, life is good. Moved out to Vancouver to the West Coast. Worked some, you know, slacker part-time jobs. You know, was in a rock band for many moons. And life was good, you know, it was awesome. And then I had a couple kids. And, you know, I'm not saying it's not good, but things like shows, going to see shows, you know, just not really a priority anymore. Because... Well, it's hard to finagle your way out of the house and, you know, and then on top of it all, do you even have the energy? It's like, no, like even if you do have the time or, you know, I'm in my 30s and I'm just like, wah. But anyway, Sarah Blindheim, hopefully you're not like me, a big lame ass. And yeah. I love my kids, though. If you're listening, my 3.5, almost 4-year-old, good golly, and then my 1-year-old. Yes, I hope you're listening. Love you, babies. Okay, enough of that. Okay, so CITR, that's the station here. And this show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is where Canadian music is going on from 6:30 till 8 every second Wednesday night. I do alternate with Spike. He does a show. I think he's still calling it the Canadian Way. And he is here next week from 6:30 until 8. And he does Canadian music as well. So anyways, every Wednesday, tune in 6:30 to 8. So let's move on over geographically east. Let's keep going east, east, east. Let's go keep driving. Let's go past way past Montreal. Or sorry, Winnipeg. Around the lakes, Sudbury, keep going. And then Toronto, yeah, keep going east. And we're going to end up not in Kingston, but in Montreal. And we're going to hear some Gruesomes. And I've got two CDs ready for us. And they're both new, go figure. So here at the station we have, hey. Anyways, that's a reissue, of course, because the Gruesomes were a band whose heyday was in the late 80s, late to middle 80s. And then we're going to move on to another reissue called Gruesomania. So, this first song I'm going to play for us is, called Thanks for Nothing. And, thank you all for listening though. So There you go. So Thanks for Nothing. This right here is The Gruesomes on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Leave her alone, yeah, leave her alone, yeah. like you hound dogs. Leave her alone,
yeah. Leave her alone.
Yeah, I love my little kitten. Just like you hound dogs.
Leave her alone, yeah. Leave her alone, yeah. Leave her alone, yeah.
Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it. My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans. Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Mm-hmm.
right. That right there was A.C. Newman. We heard two from him from his new album called Get Guilty. We heard Prophets, and then before that, The Heartbreak Rides. And I was just talking to Val, who is in the house, and her show comes on in 40 minutes. Val's show, of course, is Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 until 10. Anyways, she was listening to, now it's like a secondhand story. I think she said CBC-ish, something like that. And they talked to Canadians living in the States. And they questioned them as to what are the things you miss about Canada. And A.C. Newman, of course, like Carl Newman, is originally from Vancouver. And if you didn't know, he's living, I think, in Brooklyn. Yes, Brooklyn. That's part of New York City, of course, Brooklyn. Anyways, and he said he misses Szechuan Chongqing. That's a restaurant on the corner of 12th and Commercial, and then there's another one on Broadway. There's a few, I think. So he misses that, and does not miss the pizza, and he's so right. And Val and I were just having a quick conversation. The pizza in Vancouver sucks. Harsh. I'm from Windsor, Ontario, and I have to say, I'm one of those people that is like part of a city that thinks their pizza is the best, and that is because our pizza is the best. Windsor, Ontario's pizza is the best in the whole world. Except I do have to tell you, a very, very highly competitive, almost as good, you know what, I would say it's as good as Windsor pizza, is I live in East Van, and you pretty far East Van, and I tell you, you want to get the best pizza in the town, go to a place called Ragazzi. And if you know what I'm talking about, it's on 22nd and very close to Renfrew, just like one block, I think it's Nootka, one short little block east of Renfrew at 22nd, across from the Renfrew Library Community Center there. Killer, killer good pizza. And the crust is like kind of thin, and it's crispy, and the toppings are, ooh, so quality. And I like the what's it called? Not the flyer, like, you know, the pamphlet that they have. I guess the flyer with the menu on it. And it's funny. It touts themselves as being real pizza made by real Italians. I think that's so cute. Like, real Italians are so exotic. I know so many real Italians made by real Italians. They're so awesome there. But anyways, Ragazzi, that's where real Italians work and have a business. There you go. I'm not even related to anyone from Ragazzi, and I'm giving them a shout out, giving them props. Okay, this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's 724. The station here is CITR 101.9 FM. And we are located on the campus of UBC. So, let's move on with more Canadian music. And what do I need to tell you? This here is a compilation. And if you've been around town for, I don't know, a decade or so, you will remember this one. This is called Vancouver Special. It's out on Mint Records. It came out in 2000. And the deal with this was, okay, this compilation is The Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special, and basically a guy named, what's his name? Sean Raggett. He owned a vintage clothing store that was like on Broadway, close to Kingsway, that area. I guess Dysfunction Junction or whatever you want to call it. He put on a series of shows back in like the late 90s. That benefited different things. Did it benefit always the same thing? I'm trying to remember. And he ended up putting together a compilation that featured all the bands. All the bands that were generally involved in these shows that he put on. The bands on this comp are such as Kaposi Park, Bossa Nova, Vancouver Nights, The Battles, which I adore. Oh, Full Sketch, which kind of sort of in a roundabout way morphed into being the organ. Radio Berlin. Tremolo Falls. Let's see, The Riff Randalls. Who do we want to hear though? Ha ha ha. The Goblins. Oh yeah, look at Evan Simmons is in there. How about we hear, I can always hear some canned ham. How about we hear something else? How about the Secret Three? Let's be crazy and hear the Secret Three, because I never play them. The song is called Experience in Fright. It's song number 7. And that's that. So let's listen to that. I'm here until 8, and then I will be back in 2 more weeks. My show alternates every second Wednesday. Every Wednesday alternates with Spike. His show is also featuring Canadian music. And yeah, CITR, here we are. This is, who are they again? Who are they? The Secret Three. They're so secret, I forgot. Okay, from the Vancouver special compilation.
Cigarettes, I'm not a 40-year. I'm fighting with a housewife, fighting with a terminal solution. Your face looks like a preview for September's television, and you're somebody's mama. Even if you're just a lazy, useless bum, and you married somebody's dad. You brought up all your children, ask you what about that? I know you said your husband's free to run off with your secretary, was sitting home and kill yourself with sedatives and other pills, and you're somebody's mama. Even if you're just a lazy, useless bum, and you married somebody's dad. You brought up all your children, else you would have been mad. Ah, you're somebody's mama. Even if you're just a lazy, useless bum, and you married somebody's dad. You brought up all your children, else you would have been mad. Ah, you're somebody's, you're somebody's. You're somebody's, you're somebody's. You're somebody's, you're somebody's. You're somebody's.
somebody's, you're somebody's, you're somebody's.
Okay, that right there is Down the Lees, and that is a band out of Vancouver. Actually, it's it is really not. I guess it's a band. The person though who does the music, the girl, is Laura Lee Schultz, of course, and so it's her deal. And again, it's called Down the Lees, L-E-E-S. The album is called The Guest Room, and we heard the song Work in Progress, and I really like that song, and I really like Laura Lee Schultz. And she's been in a variety of bands and incarnations and whatnot, all local. And yeah, if you ever get a chance to see them, check them out. Okay, before that, we heard a cover that the Riff Randalls did called Somebody's Mom, which is a Pointed Stick song. And that was from the Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special compilation as well. We heard another song from that comp called Experience and Fright from the Secret 3. And it is, oh, what time is it? 7:36, I guess, 7:37. This is CITR 101.9 FM. And the city is Vancouver, BC. And I'm your host, Anita B. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we are here until 8. So we've got some time. Let's move on to, let's hear another local band. This is The Safety Show, who I adore. And The Safety Show, they have a new album out. It's called Blackwater. And these guys, hopefully this album will shoot them up into superstardom, because that's what they deserve. There's five of them. There's Katie, and then there's Sean, and then there's Shane, and then Joe. And the only person I don't know in this band is a guy named Al. All right. So I don't know Al Boyle, but I know all the rest of them. So I feel so special, so honored. Yeah, they're killer. So let us hear the song. Oh, let's hear Taking the Patience. I like to play an assortment of songs from the CD because it's all good. So this here is All Good, The Safety Show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Gentlemen, boys, girls, and everything in between, step right up as the Youth Co. AIDS Society proudly presents Acquired Taste, a carnival of sensations.
On July 9th at 7 p.m., the Big Top hits Canvas Lounge at 99 Powell Street with a feast of all things circus, featuring burlesque and belly dancers, drag performers, aerialists, fire spinners, and jugglers. All proceeds from the premier silent auction go to support prevention education in youth impacted by HIV/AIDS.
Auction donations and ticket purchases can be handled at www.youthco.org or the Youth Co. office downtown. Sponsor a ticket for someone else in true circus style, one night only, July 9th.
You said that if that's what you mean.
love them. That's Gaze, who are no longer with us. So sad. That's Gaze with the song Eric Idle from their album Mitsumiru. We heard another one from them as well from the same album. The song was Listen. And Gaze was comprised of Miko, Megan, and her name was Rose. Oh, it's got to be Rose. And Miko and myself actually shared this time slot up until not very long ago. And I miss Miko Hoffman. She's a sweetheart. And she has the most beautiful voice. And I hope she can record something so that I can play it here on this show. All right. Okay. Enough of my reminiscing and nostalgia. Before Gaze, we heard the band out of Toronto. I think they're out of Toronto now. They've moved around. I think they were in New York for a while. Anyways, we heard Metric with a song, Help, I'm Alive, from the album, which is new, and it's called Fantasies. And I love that song. As with Gaze, which we just heard, that little set there, the lead singer, I forgot her name off the top of my head. I know it. But anyways, the lead singer of Gaze and the lead singer of Metric both have beautiful voices. You know, I could just listen to their voices all day, especially that song we heard from Metric, Help, I'm Alive. What a wonderful song. I sound like a grandma. What a wonderful song. What nice girls. Okay, let's move on. By the way, my name is Anita B, and this is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we have another, seven or so minutes before Val comes on. Her show is Folk Oasis. It's Folk Oasis. It's not Folk Oasis. It's just Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 until 10. And then from 10 until 11, we have a show called Sexy in Van City. How much excitement is that? Whew. Getting hot just thinking about it. So that is hosted by Caroline M. That's right. And I will see you all in 2 more weeks. Well, I guess you will hear me in 2 weeks. That's right. And I'm going to leave us all off with something new from Hayden. He has a new album out. It's called The Place Where We Lived. It's, again, as are, I think, all of his records. It's on Hardwood, the label Hardwood Records. And how about we hear the song? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When the night came and took us. 5. When the night came and took us. Ooh, sounds dramatic. I'm in the middle of reading a book right now, by the way, which is kind of creepy, and it takes place in Maine, and it's by one of my favorite authors. Her name is Tess Gerritsen. If you like medical suspenses and mysteries, then check out Gerritsen. G-E-R-R-I-T. And I think it's S-E-N. Anyways, the back of this Hayden album is really fuzzy. It's very kind of serene, beautiful, subdued artwork, black and white. And it looks like it would be in Maine. That's why I bring that up. Yes, because it's trees. It looks like a highway. All right. Anyways, okay. This is When the Night Came and Took Us from Hayden. And the station, is CITR. 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
When the night came and took us, the jukebox was turned up, but the light of our choices would not use our voices. When the songs went and left us, and the waitress caught her breath, we rose to the surface to fulfill our purpose. As we walked past some staring, I noticed you daring, eyes to be caring, that smile you've been wearing, and the craze of our screams, we decided to go free, and the haze of our dreams, we saw possibility. Thank you.
Before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
Well, do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Summer.